18 months on from China's ban on imported plastic waste, Malaysia is fending off pressure to fill its shoes. Malaysia's environment minister announced all plastic waste from foreign countries, including Australia, would be sent back to where it came from, saying her country would not be the dumping ground for the world. Gail Sloan is the CEO of Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Why don't we manage our own contaminated waste here in Australia?
We manage a lot of it. We just can't manage all of it because we've been working in a global trading market for many, many years, and we don't have our full manufacturing capacity onshore built yet. But we need to. We need to do that, and we need to do it soon.
So what needs to change? What sorts of things should we be rethinking?
We need to rethink the purchases that we make in relation, does it have Australian recycled content? We need to think about those items that we procure. Are we buying roads or sand that has got recycled content in it? Government needs to think more strategically about how we can go circular and create those jobs back on shore.
The Victorian government will put $35 million towards addressing these types of waste management issues. How should that money be spent?
Building remanufacturing capacity in Victoria would be the first step. You know, we're trying to fix what's going on in the yellow bin. We've got paper, we've got glass, we've got plastic. We need to have demand for those products back in remanufactured products. So glass sand and road base, more plastics, Australian recycled plastic packaging, and more paper pizza boxes made in Victoria from Victorian product.
And on a national front, for the first time, we have an Assistant Minister for Waste Reduction and Environmental Management in Trevor Evans, which is significant. Do you see it as significant, and what should the priorities be there?
Absolutely. We've now gone from a minister who didn't seem to do much to hopefully two who are going to do an awful lot. So we're really keen to actually meet with them and talk about creating that remanufacturing capacity, creating that demand, government showing leadership in this space and doing the policies that we've seen overseas, like the EU, that have mandated recycled content, had the government buy recycled materials and created jobs in Australia. So, you know, we know what to do. We just need to get on with doing it nationally.
Given this recycling crisis is everywhere, do we need a more global approach to waste management? And how could that be achieved, I suppose? It would be difficult.
I think what we're seeing overseas and why China and Europe have done what they've done, they actually want to move towards what they call a circular economy. So what you make, you take back and turn back into a product. And I think, to be fair, you can only do that within your own boundaries. And that's exactly what China did. It said we're going to remanufacture our own products from our own resources that we're putting in the bin. Australia really needs to do that on a national level within its boundaries as much as possible. You know, yes, we're a net importer of food and packaging, but we need to turn that back into packaging in Australia. So, and what we're going to see, and it's already started in Europe, is the requirement that our countries are trading with other countries that are practicing circular economy.
Thank you so much for your time, Gail.
No worries, Patricia. Thanks.
Gail Sloan is the CEO of Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia, and this is RN Drive.